Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls. It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way they all became the Brady Bunch.
The Brady Bunch, the Brady Bunch, that's the way.
Junior, he's so cute. And my dream of dreams is to be Mrs. Desi Arnaz Jr. Until tomorrow.
Well, I hope you can get something with these old books.
Any kind of salvage is just fine, lady.
The flora and the fauna of northwestern Australia. That was my husband's brief botany period.
Hi, Mom. What you doing with those books?
Getting rid of them. And your ball just rolled into the garage, if that's what you're going to ask me next.
That's what I was going to ask next.
Well, thanks for your trouble.
Thank you for the donation, lady.
Mister, you forgot this one. There. You might as well get rid of all the old books.
Thanks.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi.
You looking for something?
Yeah, my diary. No, nothing at all.
Oh, nothing, huh? Well, that shouldn't be too hard to find. Give me a hint. I never looked for nothing before.
Really, Dad? You don't have to bother.
There's no bother. Bigger than a bread box? Animal, vegetable, or mineral? Or do you wear it or do you eat it?
Really, Dad? It's not that important.
Well, whatever it is, it couldn't have walked off by itself. Somebody must have taken it.
All right. Where is it?
Where is what?
You know what. How do I know which what unless you tell me what? My diary. Hand it over.
What would I be doing with your diary?
Snooping, that's what.
Do I look like the kind of a person who would stoop so low as to read someone else's diary?
Yes.
Well, anyway, I didn't.
Are you positive?
I'm not the least bit interested in your personal secrets, Marcia. But what's in your diary you don't want me to read?
Are you kidding? Wild horses couldn't drag it out of me.
Man, it takes real muscles to do that.
Can I try?
Sure.
I guess I'm too young to have real muscles yet. All right. If you give it right back, I won't press charges.
What are you talking about?
As if you didn't know.
Bobby, do you know what she's talking about?
No. Greg, do you know what she's talking about?
No. Marcia, do you know what you're talking about?
I certainly do. Somebody in this room took my diary.
Your diary? You mean you actually keep one of those stupid things?
What is a diary?
It's a book that people write things in that they don't want anybody else to read.
Why?
So they can sit down and write stuff like, "Dear Diary, at last I met him, my dream man. It was at the delicatessen, and our fingers tingled as we both reached for the same potato salad."
I never had any ridiculous stuff like that in my diary.
You didn't?
I should say not.
Then why are you so worried somebody might read it?
None of your business. Now look, I'll close my eyes and count to 10, and when I open them, that diary better be on this desk. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Hi, Cindy.
Hi.
Are you combing your doll's hair with my comb?
It's one you gave me, remember?
Oh, yeah. You didn't happen to see my diary, did you?
I don't know if I did or I didn't.
What does that mean?
I don't know what a diary is.
It's a book you write your innermost thoughts in.
Gee, I never had an innermost thought in my whole life.
It was about this big, and it had a brown leather cover, and I had it hidden behind the sleeping bags in the garage.
Oh, that book. Sure, I saw it.
You did? Oh, Cindy, I could kiss you. What did you do with it?
I gave it to that man.
What man?
The one Mommy gave all the other old books to.
Oh, no. Cindy, tell me you didn't.
Okay, I didn't. But I did.
My confidential, secret feelings in the hands of a complete stranger. Cindy Brady, I'll never talk to you again as long as I live.
How about a cookie?
No, thanks. I'm not in the mood.
Since when do you have to be in a special mood for chocolate chips? Look, honey, don't think I don't know how you feel.
Nobody can know.
For your information, I have been keeping a diary my whole life.
You really have?
I've recorded every romance I've had for the last 20 years. Of course, that's the shortest chapter in the book. There are a few juicy little items tucked away here and there.
Then you might understand.
I just said I would.
I mean, well, if I was to tell you something in secret, would you promise to keep it a secret?
They don't call me Alice Clam up for nothing.
Alice, you know Desi Arnaz Jr.
Well, you bet I do. I've seen him on the Lucy Show.
Well, half my diary is about him. How cute he is. How hip.
Oh, you're pretty sharp, Marcia. I know his mother's housekeeper, and she says that Desi Jr. is a real groovy kid.
I knew it. You can tell by his smile and soulful eyes. The way he plays those drums.
Oh, he's with it all right. Way out. But not too far.
But I haven't told you my most secret secret. I wrote in my diary that, well, I'm just wild about Desi Arnaz Jr. My dream of dreams is that someday I can be Mrs. Desi Arnaz Jr. But if anybody ever read that diary, I'd just perish. I know I will.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Brady, I don't suppose it's really any of my business.
Well, even if it is, now, let's go on.
Mrs. Brady's gone to the market, and Marcia's in her room in tears.
Alice, I've tried talking to Marcia. It only makes her cry louder.
Well, I wasn't talking about talking. I was talking about action.
Action?
The Friend in Need Society only picked up those books in Marcia's diary yesterday.
And they probably haven't even had time to unpack them yet. Is that what you were going to say?
Word for word.
Why didn't I think of that?
Well, you've probably never kept a diary, Mr. Brady. And you've never been a girl.
Have you any idea where that Friend in Need office is located?
At the corner of Riverton and 8th.
Good, I'm on my way. Your organization made a stop at my home for some cartons of books, see? And when the man picked up the books, one got in by mistake, and I'd like to get it back.
That's no problem. What kind of book was it?
A diary.
A diary, huh? Well, no wonder you're anxious to get it back. Now, you should know better and leave evidence like that laying around where the little woman can find it.
Oh, no, you don't understand.
I do, but with the little woman. First thing you know, you're going to be sharing the doghouse with Rover.
It's not my diary. Happens to belong to a young lady who...
Oh, so your girlfriend keeps a diary, does she? Oh, you better not let your wife find it.
The young lady happens to be my daughter.
Yeah, that's a new one. I've heard them called cousins and nieces, but daughters. You ought to have that patented.
We seem to be operating on different wavelengths here. Look, it's very important that I get this book back. Now, may I have it?
Why not? It's your property.
Good. You'll just tell me where the books are that came in yesterday. Well, I hope I don't have to look through every box in the warehouse.
Oh, you wouldn't find it there.
Oh, yeah? Why not?
We send old books out to secondhand bookstores as soon as we get them in. Those that came in yesterday went to Phillips Bookstore on South Grand.
Thanks.
And some went to Wedlock's on East Elm. Harvard's on Belvedere. Ye olde bookie trovy. Layton's on Riverside. The Valley Book Emporium. Fisher's Used Books on Vineland. The Old Press on Chase Boulevard. And Elmo's Drive-In.
Elmo's Drive-In?
Connected with Elmo's Bookstore.
Oh. Listen, this is quite a list.
Yeah, good luck. Now, I hope you get the diary back to your, daughter.
You bet. Mr. Brady's going down to the Friend in Need office to try and retrieve Marcia's diary.
Well, knowing Mr. Brady, he'll retrieve it. That's an obvious solution.
Yeah, it certainly was.
Well, look, I'll go spread the good news, okay?
What are you guys doing?
Wrapping up a new diary for Marcia.
A new diary?
Real new. We just tipped in and bought it.
Well, what does Marcia want with a new diary?
To write things in nobody will read, like you said.
A diary's only important if something's already written in it.
It has to be new sometime. Yeah, they don't sell new old diaries.
If you're going to start a new diary, you may as well start a new life to go in it. Isn't that right, Mom?
No, don't ask me. All I heard was something about starting a new life.
Well, Peter and Bobby want to give Marcia a new diary.
And he said diaries were only good if they were already written in.
Well, I think that's the way Marcia would feel about it. The old one's the one she wants, and Dad's gone to try and find it.
Where?
The Friend in Need office.
I hope he finds it. Yeah, having sisters that don't talk to each other sure is stupid. Mommy, what does trespass mean?
Trespass? I think you mean trespass, dear.
Well, whatever it is, Marcia told me not to do it on her property. And how will I know if I'm not doing it if I don't know what it is?
Well, don't you worry about it, dear. I'll try to straighten everything out. Marcia, don't you think you're carrying this a bit far?
After what she did to me?
She's lucky I even let her breathe the same air I do.
Well, she is your sister.
Please, Mom, don't remind me.
Guess where Dad is?
Where?
Getting your diary back?
Really and truly?
I'll bet he's on his way home right now. Oh, you can relax. I'm sure he won't read it.
How did you know what I was thinking?
One of the many secrets of motherhood, my dear.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi.
Want a cookie?
No, thanks.
Marcia, you talk to me.
Why shouldn't I? After all, you're my baby sister.
But I thought you said I ruined your life.
You did, but I forgive you. Want to play a game of checkers?
Sure. I'll go get it.
Hi, honey.
Dad, did you get the diary? Did you get it?
Oh, honey, did you find it?
Oh, no, not yet. It's at one of the used bookstores downtown. I don't know which one. I've checked a number of them so far.
My diary in a used bookstore.
Now, honey.
My private, most personal emotions. Naked on a public display for anyone to see.
Don't worry, Marcia. We're going to track it down.
Here's the checkers, Marcia. Oh,
looks like she's not talking to me again. Wish she'd make up her mind.
Listen, I'm sorry to disappoint her, but, you know, all hope isn't exactly lost yet. I still have a handful of these bookstores left, but it would be easier if I knew what that diary looked like.
Oh, that's easily solved. Marcia knows what it looks like, and so does Cindy.
So I take Marcia and...
And I take Cindy, and we split the bookstores that are left, and then back to your drafting board. There.
We split?
May I help you?
Oh, I certainly hope so. We're looking for a diary.
You came to the right place. How about Samuel Pepys' diary? Or the diary of Michael Wicklesworth? Or the diary of a madman? Now there is fascinating reading.
I don't doubt it. But we're looking for a diary written by Marcia Brady.
Marcia Brady? I never heard of her. Any relation to Nicholas Brady, 1659 to 1726? Excellent poet.
Yes, I'm sure he is. But Marcia Brady is my daughter.
And my sister.
And her diary got mixed up in some books that we gave to the Friend in Need Society. And I understand that some of the books might be here.
Oh, yes, they're still in the boxes. I haven't had time to sort them out.
Well, would you mind if we took a look for the diary?
Oh, not at all. I hope it makes interesting reading.
Well, we're not going to read it.
It's full of secrets.
Oh, all right. You look to your heart's content.
Oh, thank you. Sweetheart, you start over there and I'll start here.
Oh, Mommy, here!
The diary?
Alice in Wonderland. Oh, would you read it to me?
No, we are here to look for Marcia's diary.
While you read, I'll look.
Now, Cindy, you must have heard that story a million times.
Yes, but going down that rabbit hole's so exciting.
Look. Well, I think we're out of luck, sweetheart. There's not a sign of it anywhere.
Well, don't throw in the towel, Mom.
Where did you hear that expression?
From Greg. He says that's what fighters do when they give up.
Well, we've looked in every box.
Not this one over here.
Oh, I didn't notice that one.
Mom, that's doing the towel. We didn't have any luck at all.
Yeah, even at Elmo's drive-in. Heard anything from Mrs. Brady?
Not a word. I'll get it.
I just hope the next kid who keeps a diary around here decides to write it on a blackboard.
Daddy, how can you make jokes at a time like this?
Oh, Marcia, the world hasn't exactly come to a catastrophic end, you know.
Well, it has for me.
Marcia, there's somebody to see you.
Me? At the lowest moment of my life?
I'm not sure he knew that.
He? Who is it, Alice?
Well, I didn't catch his name, but he's waiting in the living room.
Well, okay. Excuse me.
Maybe an unexpected visitor will perk up her spirits a little bit.
I'm sure this one will, Mr. Brady.
Desi Arnaz Jr.?
Hi, Marcia.
You must have the wrong house, Mr. Arnaz. And the wrong Marcia. The wrong everything.
Now, wait a minute. Don't get uptight. I've got the right house and the right girl.
You mean it, Mr. Arnaz? I'm the Marcia Brady you wanted to see?
Yeah. Only don't call me Mr. Arnaz. I'm Desi.
I can really call you Desi?
Right.
Thanks.
Alice, What would a famous kid like that want to see Marcia for?
Who knows? Maybe a little bird whispered in his ear.
I heard that you lost your diary.
How?
Well, one of your sisters gave it away to some charity.
No, I mean, how did you hear it? Well, I know. Alice, our housekeeper, told your mother's housekeeper. And that's why you're here.
No, I'll tell you why I'm here. I'm here to meet my number one fan.
Oh, I sure am. You know, when I was younger, I used to think that Captain Kangaroo was something special. But compared to you...
How about that? I never thought I'd top Captain Kangaroo.
Desi Arnaz Jr. Wow. Desi, I'd like you to meet my mother, Mrs...
Mrs. Brady.
Yeah.
Hi.
Glad to know you.
And this is my sister, Cynthia. People call me Cindy.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi. Marcia here. You found my diary.
It was in the last bookshop.
And we didn't even open it. Thanks so much, Cynthia. Why don't you run upstairs and play with Jan? And Mother?
Oh, I must have a million things to do. Hello, it's nice meeting you, Desi.
Nice meeting you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is it. My last diary, see?
Oh, don't worry about what's in that diary. That's one of the nicest things about being in show business. An occasional mention in a diary.
And you don't think it's silly?
No, I dig diaries. And girls like you write their dreams down.
This is the nicest surprise I could imagine. And those are the nicest words I've ever heard.
Remember you said I topped Captain Kangaroo as far as you were concerned?
Yes.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, I think you're the tops yourself.
Me?
Bye-bye.
I'll never wash this cheek again. As long as I live.
Hi, Marsh. How was school today? Can I help you with your algebra?
How about an ice cream soda?
How long can she keep it up? It's been a week since he kissed her.
Well, after all, he is Desi Arnaz Jr.
Listen, how come you don't react that way when I kiss you?
But I do, I do. Oh, I'll never wash again.